It's not just coronavirus that's been dominating headlines. There's also been the bushfire crisis and recent storms. And in a world where information's available at your fingertips, it's no wonder some kids are feeling worried. So how do we allay their fears without sweeping it under the rug? Rhett Burney has been taking a look.
What's this one that you play?
The cuckoo.
Oh, okay. All right, play it for me then. Let's hear it.
At his family home in one of Adelaide's coastal suburbs, 12-year-old Xavier Smith is showing his mum Alicia the latest tune he's learnt on the piano. Things at home are relaxed, but lately Xavier has been pretty worried, especially about the outbreak of the coronavirus.
Well, my main concern was getting it and someone I love getting it. Sometimes when you're flicking through the telly, the news pops up and internet. You see a lot of it on the internet.
Xavier's mum, Alicia White, says the intense media coverage of the virus poses some challenges in terms of how much information her son's exposed to. But it's misinformation online, particularly on social media, that's causing kids and parents alike concern.
Xavier's a smart kid, so he knows how to get information. So, you know, you need to be honest and upfront, but also you need to give him a bit of balance. And, you know, at 12, you don't want to have... You know, you don't want kids to have the weight of the world on their shoulders.
And there's no doubt there's been a lot for kids to take in lately. Alicia says her son's worries were also heightened during the nation's bushfire crisis. And climate change, too, has been a big concern. Kiralee Smout is a childhood and adolescent psychologist in Adelaide. She says the 24-hour news cycle and the huge amount of information on the internet means parents should be prepared for when their children are exposed to disasters and other major world events.
For older kids, we can let them see it and hear it as long as we're talking about it and keeping an eye on them.
And she says the way a parent responds to a child's concerns is also important.
Asking questions, finding out what their concerns are, providing a balanced view, providing some reassurance, helping children think about what it is that they can do. And when kids feel like they have more control, more power over what's going on, they usually can deal with their anxiety far better.
Adolescent psychologist Kiralee Smout and Rhett Burney with that report.